שלום וברכה. בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We are doing Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi started מסכת ברכות. And we are holding on Bet Amud Bet. And to remind you, unlike Bavli, Yerushalmi has Aleph also. So yesterday, the first shiur, we did Aleph. And we are in Bet Amud Bet. Bet Amud Bet. Again, if you have your Gemarot, you could open them up. And you see, there is something also that in the Yerushalmi is different than Babli, that here goes with Halachot. We are still in Halach Aleph. Like in the first Mishnah, till the next Mishnah is Halach Aleph. And this could be Halach Aleph Bet. So daf wise, we are Bet Amud Bet. So we said, Siman LaDavar, Mishi Yetzu HaKochavim. Right, so we are saying a person has, there is time to say Kriyat Shema. There is a time. That if a person says it prematurely, is not Yotze, and also if he says it too late, is not Yotze. And we said the Siman LaDavar, when is the beginning start time to say Shema at night, is Mishi Yetzu HaKochavim, from the time that the stars come out. Tonight we are going to be talking a lot about stars, right? Ba'afal Pishen Raya LaDavar, Zecher LaDavar, even though we don't have a clear Pasuk that talks about this, that this is the beginning time for saying Shema, we have a siman, Zecher LaDavar. There's a pasuk in Nehemiah that's, again, it's like a hint to it, but it's not a clear cut pasuk that says this is the time. It says in Nehemiah, ba'anachnu osim bamelacha, right? Ezra and Nehemiah is the time of Shivat Zion, when they came back from Babel, from Galut, like actually was the proclamation of Koresh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Koresh the Mashiach Hashem. So he tells, it says, Va'anachnu osim ha-melacha. Va'anachnu, Nehemiah says, Ezra and Nehemiah were together. We were busy. Va'anachnu osim ba-melacha. He says part of the people would be actually building or rebuilding the Beit HaMikdash, Beit Sheni, and some were doing the melacha of construction, and the other half, machzikim baremachim, they would hold on to arms, Remachim, swords, Ma'alot HaShachar Ad Tzad HaKochavi. So, Uchtiv, and there is another Pasuk that says, V'hayu lanu halayla lemishmar, V'hayom limlacha. Right, that, you know, it's really nice that, like, you know, they would split the people, but it wasn't. The daytime they would work, and at night they would guard. Right? So, So we see over here that the time that we're doing melacha, it's me'alod ha-shachar at tzad ha-kochavim. So l'chora tzad ha-kochavim seems to be the beginning of the night. And therefore that's why we're saying, you know, to say Shema at tzad ha-kochavim. So you see here in the footnotes, it says that, you know, from the first pasuk, there is no ra'ya, there is no proof that, you know, that the day ends at Tzad HaKochavim, because maybe the day would end before, but they would continue the melacha till the laila. But, you know, from the shnei pasukim, there is a right indication that, you know, that really, you know, it says, especially the second pasuk, והיה לנו הלילה למשמר והיום למלאכה. It's saying מעלות השחר והצד הכוכבים. And it says לילה, right, at night they would do משמר, they would guard, and during the day they would do מלאכה. So the Gemara asks, כמה כוכבים? You said, okay, fine. So he said that the beginning time that you could say Shema Yitzad HaKochavim. What Kochavim? How many Kochavim? What size? Right? Kama Kochavim Yitzu V'Yelayla? The Gemara asks. How many stars? If they come out, then we would say that it's Layla, that it's night time, and it's time to say Shema. So Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, right, Rabbi Pinchas, Bishem Rabbi Abba Bar Papa says, Kochav Echad Vadayo. So if there's only one star, it's for sure daytime. Shnaim, if it's two stars, Safek Laila, it's Safek Yom, Safek Laila. It's like Ben Arbaim. It's Safek, it's day or night. And then Shilusha Vaday Laila. If it's three stars, so then for sure, right, it's night time. So the Gemara says, Shnaim Safek, you want to see if there are two stars, still it's a Safek. V'haktiv, he said, Atzeta Kochavim. Atzeta Kochavim, he just said Kochavim, it's two, minimum two. Right, so why is it Safek? He said, Atzeta Kochavim, Kochavim is minimum, it's two. V'lav mi'ut Kochavim Shnaim. So the Gemara answers Kadmaya lo mitchashev. He says no. He says the first star doesn't count because that even daytime you could see the first star, and therefore it counts only from two, and two as we said it's a safek. So. And Rabbi Pinchas B'Shem Rabbi Abba continues, Be'erev Shabbat, Friday afternoons, Ra'a Kochav Echad. If a person saw one star, Ve'asa Melacha, and continued to do Melachot, Patur, he doesn't have to bring, it's not Chilul Shabbat that he has to bring Korban Chatat. Shnayim, if he saw two stars were out already, and still he was doing melacha. Here also, right, mevish asham talui. Still, he doesn't bring a chatat. He brings asham talui. When a person had a safek, if he did a chet, he would bring asham talui, pending asham. So shnai mevi asham talui. Shilosha. But if three stars came out, so then mevi chatat. Then, for sure, he was Mechalel Shabbat, and he has to bring, if it was B'Shogeg, obviously, then he would bring Korban Chatat. B'Motza'ei Shabbat, you know, Motza'ei Shabbat, Saturday night, so the same thing, Ra'a Kochav Echad Va'asa Melacha. If he would see one star and would do a Melacha prematurely, maybe Chatat. Because for sure, one star still is Shabbat. So then for sure, he has to bring a Korban Chatat. If it's Shnayim, if there were two stars out, and Beshugig, right, mistakenly, he was Mechalel Shabbat, Shnayim, Mevi Yesham Talui, again he brings, because it's Safek. But if it's Shilosha, but if it's three stars were out, then he did melacha, so then it's patur. Then it's for sure it's patur. He doesn't have to bring a korban because for sure Shabbat is over. It brings me back memories from childhood. I remember it could be an atom in Tehran, in the yard, and we didn't know when Shabbat. When Shabbat is over, my mother, Aleha Shalom. She said, look in the skies, see if you could see three stars. So then it's Shabbat is over. Right? This was, you know, a while ago. anyway, So, because it says, in Shlusha Kochvim, three stars came out, and in Melachah, then it's a patur, because for sure Shabbat is over. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Bun Ba'e. Right, he had a question. Is there, like, you know, different names? Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Bun. Bun Ba'e, here in the footnotes, tell us that, right, it says Rabbi Bun. Right, these are some Yerushalmi names of those days, I guess. So we had a question. In Tamar, if you say, in Tamar, also it's a different Aramit than a Babli Aramit. In Tamar, in other words, if you would say Shnaim Safek, that if two stars come out, okay, right, it's Safek Laila. What about a scenario? Ra'a Shnei Kochavim Be'erev Shabbat. If there were two stars out Erev Shabbat, Ve'hi Trubo. And two witnesses did Hatzra'a, warned him that don't do Melacha. Two stars are out. Ve'asa Melacha. And he did the melacha. He was did the melacha that is asur on Shabbat, even though it's erev Shabbat. Va'asa melacha. Ra'a shnei kochavim mutzei Shabbat, or and then the same person, in mutzei Shabbat, ra'a shnei kochavim. He saw two stars mutzei Shabbat. Ve'hi trubo, and again they warned him, don't, still it's Shabbat. Va'asa melacha. And he did melacha. Now the question is, what's the status of korbanot? And the Gemara says, manafshach. How do you want to look at this? Im harishonim yom hen. Again, on Friday, if on Friday, when you saw two stars, you're saying there's a fek. If over there you're saying it's yom, in other words, it's not Shabbat yet. So therefore, afacharonim, so the same thing, Motzer Shabbat, Yomen. So Motzer Shabbat also, if he saw two stars, it's daytime. And therefore, v'yehe chayav al acharonim. So he should be chayav, right, for doing a melacha, when he saw Motzer Shabbat. V'yehe acharonim, laila, and if, the stars that he saw Motzei Shabbat, you're saying, no, it's at night time, right? It's night time, right? So in other words, Shabbat is over. So then Af HaRishonim, you have to be consistent. So Af HaRishonim Laila. So then Friday also, when two stars should be Laila, we can't have two different yardsticks for Friday night and Motzei Shabbat. So he should be chayav, right? And for being mechalel Shabbat at the beginning of Shabbat, because Shabbat had entered already. You are saying two stars. So miman afshach, this person is chayav. This person that the scenario that we said, Friday two stars, they warned him, and he was mechalel. Motzei Shabbat. Two stars, they told him, don't, right? Don't be Mechalel Shabbat. Still, it's Shabbat. And he was Mechalel Shabbat. This person, for sure, is going to be Chayav Mitah. Chayav Mitah, not Korban. Because they warned him, if two kosher edim, right? They warned him not to do it, and he did it intentionally. This is intentional. So he's going to be Chayav Chatat. He's going to be Chayav Mita, Chas V'Chale. Serila. Right. Chayav Serila. Because, either for Friday night or Motzei Shabbat. For sure, he did Chilul Shabbat. Bemezid. Right. And for sure, this person will be Chayav Sekila. So, it reminds me, my wife was telling me that, when she was in seminary, there was a seminary, Breuers, in New York. So they had, I think, Posen was their halacha halacha. He would teach them Ilchot, Ilchot Shabbat, and he would give them the tests. And he would not grade with numbers. He would say, based on how many mistakes that they had, he said, you know, oh, you got twice skila. Right? Because if it's such as the question that you see, it was like with Mezid, they did the Mezid with Edim and they would do it right, wrong. So really at the time of when they had the Bedin, it would be Chas V'chalil Chayav Skila or Chayav Chatat, Shogeg Mezid. So that's how he graded the tests, and it was very scary for those seminary girls. Anyway, could you imagine, like when a girl would call her parents, what did you get? I got two skilas. I got, anyway, fine. So we go back and we continue. Ra'ash ne kochavim. If a person would see Be'erev Shabbat, again, it's Friday afternoon and is still continuing to do melacha. Ra'ash ne kochavim Be'erev Shabbat. If you saw two stars, Be'erev Shabbat, Friday afternoon, the katzar. And even though two stars were out, so he did ktsira, he harvested kachatzi grogeret, half, like the size of half of a date, right? Let's say he harvested wheat, chatzi grogeret, not shiur shalem, not complete shiur. And then, b'shacharit, and then during the daytime, again, on Shabbat, v'katzar kachatzi grogeret, and he harvested another chatzi grogeret. So we say here, and then ra'ash nekochavim motzei Shabbat v'katzar chatzi grogeret, and then motzei Shabbat again, he saw two stars, and he harvested chatzi grogeret. So this scenario, we say that he is going to be manafshach. That for sure, im harishonim, if the kochavim, the stars that he saw the on erev Shabbat yom hen, if it's daytime, so he was allowed to do it. So then afacharonim, so then the motzei Shabbat also yom hen. In other words, Shabbat had not entered, and therefore we say v'yitzaref. Do we say that we are metzaref? Because he didn't do in one of them the shiur that would be chayav. So v'yitzaref could be aggregate. Shel shacharit, im shel motzei Shabbat. And we say, you know, shel shacharit and motzei Shabbat, because both of them are chilul Shabbat and the same Shabbat. V'yeh chayav al acharonim. So therefore it should be chayav, korban, if it's b'shogeg, whatever, together this is shul and it's chayav. Motzei Shabbat is going to become chayav. Ve'im ha'acharonim laila, and if we say no, ha'acharonim laila, in other words, Motzei Shabbat, two stars, still it's laila, it's night time. If you say it's a night, so then afarishonim laila. So then, on Friday also, you have to say it was nighttime, and therefore ve'yitzaref shel shacharitim shel shelele Shabbat, and therefore you would say again here also be aggregate, put it together, mitzaref shel shacharit of the daytime im shelele Shabbat ve'chayav al rishonim, and he should be chayav on rishonim what he did on Friday, right? It's very, you know, logical. Right, either way. So the Gemara continues the discussion of what is Tzeta Kochavim. Hada de Teimar Be'ilein. Right. Hada de Teimar, when we spoke about the Shur of Tzeta Kochavim, which is Laila, how many Kochavim is going to be Laila, we are talking Be'ilein, we're talking what kind of size of stars. Be'ilein, de late or chaton mitcham yabimama. right? These are stars that usually you don't see them during the daytime. Those don't count. We're talking about stars, right, that only at night you see, or at the beginning of the night. But, you know, Be'ilein, the late Orchaton, that is not their derech, it's not their way, right? Mitchamya is to be seen, right? Bimama, Bram. So now we go to Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph. Bram Be'ilein. But those stars that the way is that they are seen during the day, even during the daytime, middle of the day also you could see some stars. We are not, right, this is not the stars that we are looking to see that it's nighttime or not. It's only stars, the only stars that count are the stars that that only are seen at when it starts to get dark, but not stars that are seen even during the daytime, right? The Orchahon mitchamya b'mama lo mesharim lo. Amar Rabbi Yosef b'Rabbi Bun u'bilchod, but provided bilchod. Deitchamun tlato kochavin bar min hada kochavta. In other words, you want, in other words, three stars aside from those that are seen during the day. Those, as we said, don't count. Kochavta, it's kochav noga. Right, so it's like, okay, fine. Rabbi Yaakov de Romana, some say it's the Romana is from the south, some say the Romana is from Rome, right? Rabbi Yaakov de Romana, either southern Rabbi Yaakov or the Roman Rabbi Yaakov says, B'shem Rabbi Yuda ben Pazi, he says the following, Kochav echad badayom. One star for sure, it's daytime. One star. Kochav echad badayom. Shnaim, he says, no, if it's two stars, it's vaday laila. It's shnaim laila. So Gemara asks, velet le safek. So he doesn't have a safek, because the other shita that we had first, two was safek. Right, he says this one, velet le safek. The Gemara answers it le safek ben kochav le kochav. He says the only safek that he has, right, if a person did melacha etc. between the time lapse between one and two kochavim, that would be safek. But for sure, if it's two, it's night time. Tanei, right, we have another braita that says, Kol zman shepnei mizrach ma'adimot. Like, you know, during a time that pnei mizrach ma'adimot, that, you know, on the eastern side, it's becoming like, you know, pink-red, beginning of the sunset, Zehu Yom. Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimot, still it's not nighttime. It's daytime. Hichsifu, but if it starts getting real dark, right, it's not Ma'adimot, like pinkish, it's dark. Hichsifu is like, you know, when it becomes totally dark. Zehu, this would be considered nighttime. So no, benashmashot. Hichsifu, it's not, you know, I made a mistake. Hichsifu, it's dark, but not totally dark. In other words, again, if it's If it's ma'adimot, like pinkish, for sure it's daytime. Hechasifu, if it's getting dark, but it's not dark totally, this would be ben hashmashot. Ben hashmashot, I think they, in English it's called twilight zone. Right, twilight zone, that it's a mixture of darkness and light. Hishchiru, if it becomes totally dark, so then, and Hishchiru v'na'asa ha'elyon shavel ha'tachton, that you know, the upper skies and the lower skies both are totally dark, then zehu laila. This is for sure night time. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Siman, he says, Halevana betkufata. We know that, you know, from Earth, there is movements of the Levana, of the moon. So Rabbi says, Halevana betkufata. Tkufata, it's like, you know, the moon in the middle of the month. But what happens? It shines from the beginning of the night, in the middle of the month. Now, hitchil galgal chama lishkoa, when the galgal chama starts, like, you know, going down sunset, utchilat galgal levana la'alot, and the time that, you know, the moon is starting to come up, this is ben hashmashot. This is the twilight zone. Ben hashmashot. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, he corrects the language that we said before. He says, Sof galgal chama lishkoa. Utchilat galgal levana la'alot. That is coincides. When the galgal chama, when the sun totally disappears, so then it's the beginning of the moon to start coming up and shining. V'tanei Shmuel ken. This is also the way Shmuel taught. En halevana zorachat. He says the moon never shines. B'sha'a sha'a chamashukat. Right. While, right, it's only after. Not while the sun is setting, so to speak, sinking. Velo shokat, and also in the morning, the sunrise. The levana is not shokat in the morning. B'sha'a sha'chama zorachat, at the time when the sun is rising. But before the sunrise, so then, you know, the levana disappears. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Chia Bar Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, everybody throws in ideas. What is ben hashmashot, this twilight zone? He says, Hitchil galgal chama lishkoa, when the sun starts setting, sinking, so to speak. Adam, if a person, see, you want me to tell you how long is ben hashmashot, this twilight zone? He says, imagine a person, like, you know, a kohen that is tameh, right? Adam omed berosh har karmel, Haifa, right? So imagine a person, a kohen tameh, as we are going to see, omed berosh har karmel, which is har karmel. It's like, you know, on the shore, near the ocean. So then, v'yored v'tovel b'yam ha'gadol. We said, you know, mishal she'akohanim, right, tovlim, we said, you know, when kohanim ochlim b'trumatan, that, you know, that they have to go to mikveh and they have to wait for sunset. So he says, hitchil galgal, right, hitchil galgal chama lishkoa, if the sun started setting, and then Adam omed berosh har karmel, and a person was a Kohen Tameh was standing on top of Har HaKarmel, v'yored v'tovel b'yam ha'gadol, and he goes all the way down from Har HaKarmel to the Mediterranean, to the Yam HaGadol, it's Mediterranean. Ve'ole, he would go there to the water and immerse, that's a kosher mikveh. And he comes, ve'ochel b'trumato, right, ve'ochel b'trumato, and then he's allowed to eat his truma. Chazaka b'yom taval. The chazaka is the amount of time that it takes for him to go from Har HaKarmel, when the sun starts to sink, right, that he did the tefillah during the daytime, and therefore between Ben Hashmashot, and therefore when it comes nighttime, he is allowed to eat Truma, and we are allowed to say Shema, because this is you know, it's Ben Hashmashot, it's over, and it's Tzedek Kochavim. So Hada de Tema, the Gemara says, right, this what we just said about this person ascending from Har HaKarmel, he said, Bahu de Azil lei bekapundra. In other words, that he kapundra here, it means like a shortcut, that he found a shortcut to go fast. Bahu de Azil lei the kapundra from the Har HaKarmel into the right the shortcut. He found the shortcut to go from Har HaKarmel to the Mediterranean and to Bitovel. Beram hahu the azale be isreta. But if somebody goes now in the freeway, not a shortcut, isreta means he's using derech hamelech. Like a freeway, like in a wide, not a shortcut. Lobeda, we are not talking about, because that's going to take longer. Lobeda, we are not talking about this, right? That chazaka that he was by Yom Tovad, because that's a much longer way, and maybe till when there it was really already nighttime. Because he has to do the tefillah before sunset. Here maybe it was later. The Gemara goes back to discuss this Ben Hashmashot idea. Eizehu Ben Hashmashot. What is Ben Hashmashot? How do you define Ben Hashmashot? Amar Rabbi Tanchuma. Rabbi Tanchuma says, he has a totally different definition of, like, you know, what is the length of this Ben Hashmashot of twilight zone. He says it's letipa shel dam shehi netuna al gabei chuda shel saif. Imagine you put one drop of blood on the blade of a sword. Nechleka hatipa lekan ulekan. It's a very, you know, how long does it take for this one drop to split? Right? So, nechleka hatipa lekan ulekan, ben hashmashot. That's it. Ben hashmashot. It's like a hair, like a blink of an eye. It's a very, very, according to Rabbi Tanchuma, we have different opinions. It's very, very short. For sure, he argues with all the shitot that we mentioned before, Yichsifu, Elyon, Tachton, etc. Right? He argues. So, Eizehu Ben Hashmashot again. Another definition, Eizehu Ben Hashmashot, Mishetishka Achama, from the time that the sun sets, kedei sheyehlech adam. Oh, this is much longer. Kedei sheyehlech adam, you know, for the amount of time that takes for a person to walk, chatzi mil, the distance of chatzi mil. Chatzi mil is like in a half a kilometer or something. Rad Chatzimil. This is the Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia. Right? So, mil, it's alpaim ama. Right? And usually we say for 1 mil, it takes 18 minutes. So it's like 9 minutes, he wants to say. Right? 9 minutes. This is Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Yose Omer, Rabbi Yose disagrees. Says Ben Ashmashot, says Ben Ashmashot is keheref ayin, like a blink of an eye. Right? Blink of an eye. Velo yachlu la'amod alav chachamim. It's a chachamim, in other words, it's much shorter than anything that you could measure or anything like that. I wonder if it's probably shorter than the shita that said the one drop of blood you put on a sword on the right to split. Probably it's shorter even. So the Gemara tells a story, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Acha havu yatvin. They were sitting between Midrash, learning. The Amar Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yossi told Rabbi Acha, lo mistabera sof chatzimil de Rabbi Nechemia keheref ayin de Rabbi Yossi. Right? He says, Ben Ashmashot, according to Rabbi Yossi, Keref Ayin, it comes like right after the Zman Shel Chatzimil. Right? I mean, in other words, for sure, these are two completely different Shitot. Amar Lei, Rab Achad tells Rabbi Yossi, Uf Ana Sobarken. Right? I also think like this, Rabbi Chizkiah lo amarken. But Rabbi Chizkiah argues with me, Ella, and he holds, she call Heref Ayin, Veheref Ayin, Shebachatzi Mil, the Rabbi Nechemia Safeku. He says, because we don't know exactly this, which shita is right as far as keref ayin. So any minute in that duration of chatzimil would be safek whether it's ben ashmashot or not. And we have to, right, a person should refrain, right? So because we don't know exactly when is ben ashmashot. Amar Rabbi Mana Kashaite Kumed Rabbi Chizkiah. He said, I asked this Kasha in front of Rabbi Chizkiah. What was the Kasha? Kad Teninan Taman. Right? So, you know, I was learning with him about Inyan Tumat Zav. Right? Tumat Zav, we know Ziva was a kind of a disease that had to do with intimacy, etc. Like, you know, people would have all kind of discharges from their bodies. And usually it was like, you know, because of a sickness. And over there, the Torah says, but to right, if a person would see two discharges of ziva, right? So if he would see one or two, still is ziva ktana that, you know, you have to keep 1 day clean day, and they could be tovel and would be good. But if they would see three discharges, three times, three, like, you know, consecutive times, three consecutive days. So then it becomes Zav Gamur. It's Zivah Gedola, Zav Gamur. And then he would have to count Shiva Nekim and they have to bring Korban. So there's a big nafkamina if it's Zivah Ketana or Gedola. So now, right, we said if it's three, then I have to bring a Korban as well. And Shiva Nekim. If it's two, they don't. They do just, they have to be separated for the 1 or 2 days. But there is no korban. So if a person, if this charge started in 1 day and then continued to the second day, how do we review this? Ra'a achat bayom. If a person sees one discharge during the daytime and va'achat benashmashot, and he sees the second discharge, ben Ashmashot, twilight zone, ben Arbaim. Achat ben Ashmashot, v'achat lemachar. You know, maybe we should, maybe it's a good place to stop, right? Let's Be'ezrat Hashem continue tomorrow night from this year we reached Gimel Amud Bet, right? The bottom of the page.
Have a great evening.
Okay. Shalom uvracha. Kol tov.